and I play drums in the band Whirl.
And my name is Derek Smith, and I play guitar, and I sing, and I play some cello in Whirl. The influences are all over the place, and it comes through, and it's like, I don't know, part of me feels like it's kind of new wavy, but it's kind of psychedelic, but it's kind of just like 90s alternative too. I mean, some of it's kind of punkish, I guess, and so I think rock is, it's pretty fair, but
it's a musical smorgasbord.
It's a triumph, a combination of all that ever came. Please, but please say the fireworks and celebration. We've got some stuff. When I was really young, I grew up in Grand Portage on the Native Reservation, and some of the first live music I was exposed to was at a powwow. Just going to powwows up there, and so it's just this like super traditional, just like ancient music. I mean, really stripped down, just people going at it together, and you know, it's just about community and just hitting that solitary drum. You know, these songs have been passed down, you know, for who knows how long and stuff. But and then just you know, growing up listening to classic rock, you know, as you do. And so, Sheryl Crow is pretty inspirational. But then, yeah, I will never forget the first time I heard Nirvana. And I was like, I think I'm going to be doing this. Or, you know, this is going to be a large portion of my life, just music. Like, this is beautiful what these people are doing. Just getting after it. What really impresses me is people who really just kind of get to the heart of something, or you know, just play with heart. It's music that's raw, that's bearing, that's hairy. I'm 26. Eric is 26. Well, are you 16 yet, or are you still 15?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Pretty soon.
The album. It's. I know. I started playing music like 13, 14 years ago, and you know, I dabbled in songwriting a bit, and it was just it just seemed like the thing to do. Like I'm 26 now. I'm kind of in this like constructive phase of my life where I just want to do things that are just bigger, like more substantial, something that's like tangible. And so, you know, shy of like building a house or something, just, you know, do an album. Got it all out, all in, or somewhere in between. Eric is our man on bass, and he does some piano work and guitar too. We used to switch up instruments a lot more, and we'd all kind of rotate around, but he's kind of just gotten down to bass and the keys. But he's also plays a pretty important part in the songwriting too. For our album, I did most of the songwriting, but he helped out with, you know, a few songs.
And he has backing vocals as well, right?
Totally, yeah. We sing. A love oceanic, will
guess your heart. You got almost about a 10-year difference between Will and then Eric and Derek.
Mm-hmm.
Does the age difference ever come up?
I suppose there is. There are some things, but it's more that we're here to play music, not to talk about taxes or BAFSA, which it's definitely much more cohesive than that. I feel like there isn't as many barriers as there could have been.
No. And I feel like when we get together, it's a pretty level playing field. Like the age is, I don't know, we're doing something that's kind of timeless. You know, we're just being in the moment together, and there are other factors, you know, like sleep deprivation or like, you know, some other mental distraction that will kind of be more influential than our ages. Flirting with madness and crippling sadness. Reach into that deep
So, Will, do you have a lot of creative control when it comes to playing drums in the group? Do you feel like you can stretch out and add some of your own personal influences?
Yeah, at first I was definitely very uptight about it, and I tried as hard as I could to keep everything like the songs were, but I kind of failed at that, and eventually I just kind of went with the flow and did what felt right. But at the same time, it's Derek's music and he wrote it, and so I want to keep it the way that is. But I really can stretch my legs on a lot of these songs.
Yeah, he just brings a lot of good energy with it, and he's a great listener and he's a great musical communicator. You know, we'll just get into a room, and you know, he might jump on guitar or I'll jump on guitar, and we'll just improvise stuff. And you know, and that's really my favorite part about music, is just playing, you know, being playful, having fun with it. It seems like he's even come quite a ways in the last few months as far as, you know, he's kind of getting more experimental, which I'm all about, you know, just finding your own style and experimenting. And we're prone to house parties. I just love the atmosphere. You know, it's more relaxed. We played at the tavern, and it was interesting because it's such a formal environment. I was kind of stressing about it a little bit because I was like, can we just improvise, and can we just, like, you know, freak out a little bit musically and see what happens? Or is that going to be too overwhelming for the crowd? But at house parties, you know, we can just kind of dilate.
So where do you guys see Whirl in a year?
Hollywood.
We're going to video. we're over music. We're gonna do some film. We're kind of just taking a breather. We did a bunch of shows this summer, and now I would just like to relax and kind of get back into songwriting and just jamming and just having fun and seeing what we can come up with for new sounds. A new album is definitely like on the horizon, but I think next summer we'll be, you know, probably gearing up to play a bunch more shows, not just around here, but I think a little tour would be really novel. Just to try the songs on new ears.
A whole world tour.
Yeah, man.
You've been listening to the Local Music Project featuring local band Whirl, which includes Derek Smith, Will Seaton, and Eric Listine, who was unable to participate in today's interview. This edition of the Local Music Project featured music by the Black Thunder Singers, Nirvana, and songs from Whirl's self-titled release. This and previous editions of the Local Music Project can be found on our website, wtip.org. Today's Local Music Project was produced by Kathy Quinn and is supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.